Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
High noon, Jones and Keith, WEEI. Tremendous drive for Drake May.
Yes, it was.
It was not the massive statistical night or blowout I thought it was going to be for the Patriots. I still think May was phenomenal, and I think that drive was evidence of it. Six plays, 69 yards.
Nice.
330. They march right down the field. If you remember how that drive started, and this is after a three and out that Diggs had a drop going to the ground on the previous drive. So it's not like this was right out of halftime. But if you remember how the drive started, he fired high to Mac Hollins, who had to climb the ladder and reel one in. Then he had just a bunch of improvisational plays where he's stepping up in the pocket and throwing on the run to Diggs. He has the other one that he like flips on the sideline to Diggs that initially I literally thought was a chest pass. I thought it was like a two-hand push pass that he threw to Diggs. I saw the replay and I'm like, oh no, he flipped it to him.
That was a great job by both guys too, staying in bounds, because like the way you're running around looking for stuff, either one of them could have gone out of bounds, but they didn't, and then turned like a nothing play into like a big positive.
And then even on that touchdown, where I guess it was a brilliant play by Josh McDaniels having Henderson lined up where he was, I still think that was all May.
Yeah.
He's running around. He's keeping the play alive. His eyes are up. He finds Travion Henderson in the back corner of the end zone. Unbelievable drive, I thought, for May. And if you needed like a signature MVP moment from the game, it wasn't the overwhelming stats, which is what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I thought it could be his first 300-yard game, which still stunningly he's never done. Should have done it with some help from his receivers last night, but he did not. Like four touchdowns. I thought it'd be one of those games for May. That drive was the closest thing you got to it. But I thought if you need a moment, like the little flip to Diggs is going to be playing, I'd imagine, on a loop on all the highlights all week leading into the weekend. And I think that's where you got your MVP moment last night from May in another win for the Pats, 27-14.
Yeah, and it was close to his career high. His career high was, week one, I think. The loss, 287.
Really?
Yeah, his two, and then he had a 282 loss to the Rams last year. He had a 282 win over Cleveland. Then yesterday or last night was 281. But you're right, a couple catches here or there, he's at that 300 mark. So yeah, it wasn't one of those games. Remember, like the Bills fans when they got all excited about the game, they blew out the Patriots, and it was like six drives, all touchdowns,
right,
or they like made a shirt about it. So yeah, it wasn't one of those.
No,
but they didn't turn it over. Right, no fumbles by the backs or by May. No interceptions by May. They did have to settle for three punts. They had two field goal makes. They also had a field goal miss that would have put more points on the board. And they had three touchdown drives. So, like, it was a, I keep saying solid because you don't want to say great. You don't want to go, like, overboard because they didn't score 30 points against a bad Jets team. But they were in control. Now, I know they gave up the opening drive touchdown on defense, which they seemingly do every week. But outside of that, they were in complete control. Even when of their drives stalled and they were forced to punt, you weren't like, uh-oh, here come the Jets.
No,
that was never a thought.
I just thought it was going to be, and I didn't bet the line last night, but if you bet 12.5, I was worried for you.
Well, they won. Or they covered.
They did end up covering, but I'm saying, I thought, I was worried about it being a one-possession, annoying hang-around game for the Jets, but I'm with you. I never thought,
J-E-T-E Jets!
I never thought they were going to lose the game.
No.
Now, I guess we got new hateration. This one makes a little more sense.
What do you mean?
Cam Newton already said it's fool's gold to buy in on the Pats. I guess Bart Scott.
Well, please.
I said it's a little more understandable.
No, I know, but go ahead.
He said, I saw a quarterback that has a good coordinator last night and has designed good plays for him. I don't know how you watched the drive I just referenced. And
can't
that has,
wait.
I think that has anything to do with Josh McDaniels. Anything to do. That is a brilliant improvisational drive from the MVP of the league, is what I think.
But
also, he said, I see a team that has beat teams with a combined record of 37-66. I'm not going to fact check them, but that sounds right.
Okay.
They also won at Buffalo and at Tampa. That's as good as any other wins in the AFC. He says MVP? I think that's disrespectful to Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold, and Matthew Stafford.
What?
That's what he said.
So Daniel Jones, who just hands the ball to Jonathan Taylor, is the MVP over Drake May.
This is according to Bart Scott, yeah.
But also,
Drake May is the betting favorite on FanDuel plus 230 to be MVP.
No, he looks like an MVP to me. And that's fine. If you want to come out of the woodwork and you know, you want to tear him down, that's fine. That's all part of it, right? Like, that's one thing. Like, all the national people are talking about the Patriots. They are talking about Drake May. And I guess they can't all agree. They can't all just be like, oh, this team is, like, what an unbelievable turnaround, you know, and then talking about how far they can go. But I don't know, Drake. So it comes across, and I guess it is an insult for Bart Scott to be like, oh, he has just a really good coordinator. But couldn't you also just say, okay, like, fine. If you have a really good coordinator, the coordinator's not leaving the season.
You can't be the MVP of the league. Brady was the MVP of the league in 2007. He had McDaniels. Can't be the MVP.
You can be the MVP with a good coordinator. That is allowed. And also, if you're trying to tear him down, being like, oh, he would suck somewhere else. It's like, well, Sean McVay got Jared Goff and nobody, like, to a Super Bowl. Kyle Shanahan got Jimmy Garoppolo to a Super Bowl. Like, if you really want to just give the coach and the coordinator all the credit in the world, that doesn't mean they can't keep winning. Right? It's just like, you just want to, for some reason, give the acknowledgement or give the credit to somebody else. All right, fine. You and I see it differently. I think a lot of people that watch all the Patriots games see it a little bit differently, because there's so many times where plays do break down and he's making something happen.
I think it makes way more sense for Cam to be like, the Patriots are fool's gold, than to be like, Drake May as the MVP is disrespectful to Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold.
Like, yeah, no, come on. Very strange. Also, like, I get a little bit of the pushback if you're just waking up today and you're like, let's really celebrate the Patriots nationally. If you're like, let's wake up today, because the most recent thing is a win over the Jets.
Right.
So, like, you shouldn't feel a whole lot differently about the Patriots today as you did yesterday. No, but, like, yesterday, we were both very high on the Pats. They won the game, and it was so great.
I also get if you're a little underwhelmed by the Patriots last night against the Jets. I wouldn't really get being underwhelmed by May individually, but I would get being a little underwhelmed by their performance. They weren't super dialed in last night. I'd grant that. So if that was Bart Scott, your first time sitting down and watching, or Cam Newton or whomever, Dov Kleiman, the glorified Twitter egg who's like, they don't look like contenders after the first drive. It's like, you've clearly never watched them play. They do this every week.
Well, that's fine.
It's not great. It's not ideal, but they literally do this every week.
That's their thing.
So, like, if you just sat down and watched them the first time, I get being a little underwhelmed by the team and questioning them big picture. I personally don't, but I at least understand that.
Yeah.
I don't get that with Drake May out of
No, it's weird. And also, even if you play all bad teams, which they haven't during this streak, but even if you did, 8-game winning streaks happen a lot in the NFL? I feel like they don't.
Patriots have not done it since 2019 when Tom Brady was here, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So last time they did it.
Currently, right now, the Denver Broncos have a 7-game winning streak going, and they play the Chiefs this weekend. So if they get to 8, like, hats off to them. The next highest active winning streak in the NFL
is...
Yeah.
Is it the Chargers with 3?
The Chargers do have 3, but there is 2 teams in the NFC that have 4.
Oh, okay.
And they play each other this week. So one of them is going to disappear. Rams and Seahawks.
Ah, there you go.
Have both won 4 in a row. So one of those will end and one will, you know, get to 5.
617-779-7937, your phone and text number to talk on a Patriots Friday about the Pats' win last night. Were you a little underwhelmed or let down by the team? I did expect them to win. Going away, I wouldn't call last night the beatdown I anticipated, but I did think May individually was brilliant, especially on that second drive of the second half last night. Again, 617-779-7937. A couple of items here on our top fives that maybe we missed, Keith.
Yeah, Jets. We missed a great one.
Jet ski?
Jet skis. Jet skis are fun.
That's a big miss.
Yeah.
The Golden Jet, Bobby Hull, I guess we missed.
Oh, okay.
That was an oversight by me.
Sure.
I gave the Hockey World 1.
You did. I mean, there's only 5 spots.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
But those are some of the top fives we missed out on. Anything else you saw? I wasn't familiar with, this feels like your
side of the street. Transformers. I'm not a huge Transformer guy.
Starscream?
Yeah, we got a lot of texts on that.
Yeah, we actually did. Yeah. I've never even heard of that, but I'm not really a Transformers guy.
No, that's fair.
But that was on
there. Did you see the one
with
Megan Fox?
No. Oh, the film.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant text. Yeah. Oh, no, I saw that Transformers.
Yeah, watch that one.
Yeah, that's burned in there. Shime also said his fantasy team hockey name for years was There's No I in Timu. Great pull by Jones.
So he just wanted to let everybody know he played fantasy hockey.
Thank you for weighing really in, Shime. We appreciate that.
Shout out, Shime.
We also got a bunch of texts about Mark and Medford's bet.
It didn't hit, but he should have just gone with the Travion Henderson. Lead with the big part of the bet. And if he only bet Travion Henderson for two touchdowns, he would have been counting his cash.
People's listening is unbelievable because what we said yesterday when Mark and Medford called, they're like, oh, you guys made fun of Mark and Medford. We're like,
we didn't make fun of him. We literally wrote it down.
We wrote it down.
Yeah.
And what we told him was, if you're going to bet all those things, three of your legs aren't even worth betting because they're such minus money. Take those out.
Yeah.
And just bet Travion Henderson for two touchdowns. We actually gave him good advice.
We gave him great advice.
Hopefully he listened.
Sound advice.
Because he did not hit the four-leg parlay. May did not pass for two touchdowns. Somebody also texted there was another call right after that, which I remember.
Yeah.
But did they give us betting advice in that call? Did they have, did they
probably.
They plunked down a bet?
Oh, yeah. What was the other one? Didn't we play two in a row?
We did.
Yeah, it was Tonga.
That didn't even come close to hitting. What are you talking about?
It didn't hit, but they brought it up and to the point where it was on the books. We couldn't find it, and then later in the day, we did see it.
It was a betting spec. It was a game special on FanDuel. It wasn't an anytime touchdown. It was a game special, is I believe where it was, which is probably why we missed it.
But no, it didn't happen.
Yeah, so neither of those bets hit.
And once again, this was another.
Which is why we mocked them. Yeah.
This was another week where the commentating team. So last week it was Nance and Romo. This week it was Al and Herb Street, and they were like, they don't throw it out of the Tonga package yet. Because they also bring in Ben Brown. So they go extra lineman.
Hart's been on this. Hart's like, they're talking too much about it on the broadcast for them not to do it.
Yeah,
it's a good point.
But I also like, don't waste it on the Jets.
No.
Use it against the Bills or the Ravens.
I was going to say, don't waste it against the Bengals or the Giants coming up.
No, you don't need it.
Sit on that one. Back pocket that one.
Yeah. Think about it.
And ultimately use it. If you were sticking around late on Amazon last night, you got Vrabel and Drake May on the postgame show. And it took a while to get
enough chairs?
Anything worthwhile out of the interview. Yeah, Andrew Whitworth is like, I went to LSU. What about Will Campbell? You know, like all this stuff. Yeah. And friend of the show, Andrew Whitworth, by the way.
Good friend of the show.
He's a very early, one of our first guests, I think.
I think he might have been.
It was very early.
Was he the first?
Well, he's leading into week one against the Bengals last year.
He might have been our first guest.
Yeah, he's an early guest. If
so
he wasn't
for all
the first.
You Jones and Keefe historians out there. Make sure you remember
next time
that.
We do Jones and Keefe trivia. If we bring
Andrew
that
Whitworth
back.
First guest,
but I would have to. I'd have to go back into the archives and double check. But he's an early guest.
Who was the first guest to ask off the show? Who was that?
Ooh,
the first, not the most recent
that we know about. Because Gonzo was probably pretty early on that train last year. He stuck it out for the whole year.
He had his commercial. It's a legitimately really good cause that he's a part of. But somebody texted. They were like, he talked more in that commercial than he did with you guys all
way
last
more.
Year.
I mean, I way like, more. Yeah. Not even close.
No, it was.
Who was the first? Good question. There's
probably
a lot of them.
The Razor, I would think.
Was it Lou or did he just quiet?
No, Lou, I was just
Lou sneaky quit the show.
Lou was like a soft quitting.
Yeah, but didn't we have him back on or maybe
kind
not?
Kind of.
Yeah.
It was usually like an hour after he was supposed to come on.
That's
or like the
true.
Next day. Lou was a quiet quit. I don't think he alerted anyone.
Good point.
But I think he made like a stance.
Yeah, this is just all part of the trivia. Yeah. So this is just, you know, when you're talking this weekend with your friends.
But anyway, if you were sticking around for Andrew, good friend of the show, Andrew.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Yeah, best friend.
Among others, on the Amazon postgame show. You got like 6 or 7 minutes of nonsense, and then you finally got something interesting in there.
Yeah.
Vrabel was asked about the program he's building, and listen to his answer on that and stick around for Drake May's response to it.
Well, we wanted to put a program around these players. You know what I mean? I came here because of the film familiarity. I came here because of Drake. I knew what he would be, and it was important for me to come here, and that's who I wanted to coach. And so building a program is about that. It's about putting great people around your really good players. And that's what Drake is for us. And we have a lot of those guys. And Diggs has come in and been fun. I mean, it has been a blast. And so I've enjoyed coaching all these guys, and they like playing together.
What does that mean to you, Drake, when you hear someone like Mike Vrabel say that he wanted to come here because of you?
It means the world. I mean, I think it's it was both ways. You know, I can't thank Coach enough for what he's done, what he's going to do for my career, for my life. And like I said, he brings it every day. He says this, and he'll text me later tonight about something I could have done better in the game. He's constant. He's awesome. And we would love playing for him. I love playing for him.
You gotta pour a little cold water on these guys, but that's good stuff.
It was a love fest.
These two love each other. That's great.
It was a full-on love fest last night, and that
they're
is
working
not,
together. The teams were gelling.
That's not the first time we've heard Vrabel. I can't remember if it was just attributed to him or if he actually said it, like at a press conference or his introductory press conference. But it's been attributed to him. He picked the Patriots because, as he said, his familiarity and the quarterback. And on some level, I do believe that. Especially the Drake May part. And I don't think he knew May was going to be an MVP. I'm not saying that. Or an MVP candidate. Or look how he's looked. But I guarantee you, Vrabel looked at it and said, what went wrong in Tennessee? Well, feuded with my GM.
They traded A.J. Brown.
But also, you know, as good as we were in an AFC Championship game. We were in the playoffs 3 out of 6 years, I think.
Yeah.
I had Ryan Tannehill. So I if I get my second job and when I get that opportunity, who do I have at quarterback? I believe a big reason why he picked here. I mean, the Crafts have to pay him. His trust level or familiarity with Robert, I think, is important. But I bet the quarterback was high on that list. I believe him when he says it, even if May's been even better than I think he possibly could have imagined.
Yeah.
I do believe that.
Definitely. I do. And I give him credit for even acknowledging that publicly. You know, if do you think Bill Belichick would ever say anything like that about the quarterback?
No.
Do you think he took the Pats job because of Drew Bledsoe? He got him out of there as quick as he could. Just like he got Testaverde in Cleveland. He was waiting to get Brady out.
Bill takes jobs in spite of quarterbacks.
Yes. He hates quarterbacks. Yeah, acknowledge that they're any different than like the left guard.
And Vrabel's like, I came here because of this guy.
Right.
Yeah.
A blast. And so.
Yo, he's having a blast. And then he mentioned Steph Diggs and like the addition there. But no, like it's the NFL in 2025. You have to acknowledge that the quarterback is super important. And I think Ben Johnson probably was hoping that Caleb Williams could be that guy and still trying to get the most out of Caleb Williams. Because you look at the job openings, those are the two obvious ones. It was the first pick in the draft from a year ago and the third pick in the draft. The other ones, Liam Cohen trying to turn Trevor Lawrence around. Okay. You go down to New Orleans, Rattler or a draft pick, that's bad. That's just like taking a job to take a job. Like you want to be a head coach. Pete Carroll, like lining up with Geno Smith again. At least Schottenheimer, I guess, had Dak and that whole thing there. But
no, but
for the most part, this was, even though there were 4 wins and like their roster was bad, because you had Drake May, it was the most appealing job, or one of. I think the Bears was appealing too. Those were like the two most appealing jobs.
I didn't hate Caleb. I wasn't Caleb's biggest fan, but I didn't hate him as much in the offseason as I now do.
Yeah.
So no, I thought the Bears was probably the most attractive job.
Because they had other talent too around. You know, you drafted Roma Dunze in the top 10. Like you had other guys to get excited about. But for the Patriots, it really was Drake May, Christian Gonzalez. Like, we're leaving you 2 players, and you have to figure out the rest of it.
So, I just think that's interesting. And I think, you know, we spent some time talking about this, and credit to First Take. They were discussing it on their show. Like, who's the bigger reason for the turnaround? Is it May? Is it Vrabel? I thought it was a pretty easy Drake May. You gave it more thought and thought it was closer. I do think last night, if you were just watching, again, for the first time, you tune in on Thursday Night Football and you're watching the Pats, I do think that was a night where you look at it, and as good as May was on that drive, the numbers were not overwhelming. I think that was like a signature Vrabel game last night, where they're panning to him constantly on the sideline.
Yeah.
They're talking him up constantly in the game. He's standing there. They're showing his thing in the tunnel where he's high-fiving everybody, and they're like glorifying that on Thursday Night Football, sticking with it. He's there talking to his quarterback. And about his quarterback after the game, and his quarterback's like, I love the guy.
Yeah, no, it was a big night for Vrabel.
It was a big signature game for Vrabel. And if you're talking about moments for May and winning MVP, that might be one for Vrabel and Coach of the Year. Like, he might have sealed it up. Not that a win over the Jets is like this unexpected thing.
Yeah.
But just the coverage he got, like the gushing over the top coverage, that might be what nudges it over the end line.
Yeah, that helps. And it was all a lot of these stats that you threw out there earlier, and you're like, they haven't done these things for this team in so many years. Some go back to Bill in 21. Like, they're going to have a winning record for the first time since 21. First 8-game winning streak since 2019, when it was Bill and Brady. So all these things, and early on in the year, some of these numbers were popping up, and that's when Vrabel first came up with that. Well, I tell everybody, like, you know, there are things that are interesting and things that are important. And he's like, these are interesting.
Yep.
Like, great. You guys can tell me all about the new records or where the first team to do this since. Like, that's all fine. You can talk about it. But the important thing is, you know, how the team is sort of playing right now and how they're all playing well together, which clearly he's got them going.
Text line says, didn't Aaron Glenn reject the Patriots head coaching interview in favor of the Jets?
I don't know. Is that one of those ones, though, that they were just using them?
Yeah.
So I don't even blame
him. He was
him
like, they're going to waste my time because they're going to hire Vrabel.
Yeah, I don't blame him for that.
Which, by the way, I heard Mike Vrabel interviewed with the Jets. I've heard that.
Yes.
He did. He was out there interviewing with the Jets this offseason.
Apparently they wanted him, but they didn't want him bad enough.
Could have gone there.
Yeah, could have.
And wound up
going here. I
think
he chose wisely.
I think he probably made the right
choice.
That's
another one. Even if he never played for the Patriots and it was like Pats or Jets, you can pick. And you're like, who's the quarterback? They're like, well, we haven't signed anybody yet. Aaron Rodgers is leaving. We don't have anybody in the pipeline. We can maybe throw $20 million at Justin Fields. I'd be like, okay, I'll take the pass.
Job. Yeah, thank seriously. You very much. Drake May, I'll take that job. 617-779-7937. I did hear he interviewed. You can get to all your phone calls here. We'll get to the Week in Review coming up later on this hour at 1245. And on the way next, let's get to the offense and weapons within the offense continuing to develop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.